When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, Elliot.
Hi, B. Do you want to tell the Who Wuzzers about today's episode, or shall I?
Oh, I have an idea. How about we flip for it?
Sounds good. I call heads.
Okay.
And we'll have Geraldine toss the coin.
Uh-huh, sure. On the count of three. One, two, three. Whoa! Elliot, you just did a flip.
So did you.
Yeah, but I'm delightfully wacky, and listeners have come to expect this sort of thing from me. But who knew you could flip?
I was a child diver, B. Some things you can't unlearn. Oh, tails. I guess you win.
I'm still too shocked. You go ahead. Go ahead and tell the children.
All right, Who Wuzzers. In place of our regular episode where we quiz kids about their knowledge of two specific people from history, we fired up that walkie-talkie to the past, the Who Was That?
Who Was That?
That's the one. To get in touch with some of our best guest stars from this season. These big names are such huge fans of the podcast that they had their people call our people, who, to be clear, is an elephant, to jump back on the show to spend some more time with us.
Whew. All right, Eric, please play us in.
Here we go. What do you think you know about the greats from history? The game is on. Get some energy and buckle up your brain, cause it's time to play. It's the Who Was Podcast, cause it's time to play the Who Was Podcast.
Who Was?
Live from Tongvaland, or so-called SoCal Los Angeles, it's Who Was, the podcast where, for today, we're giving the quizzing a rest and just kind of, you know, vibing with some very cool folks from history. I'm your announcer, B, and I make a beeline for free sandwiches. Now, here's your host, the man who's a tea and a coffee guy. It's Elliot Kalin!
Thank you, B. That's right, it takes a lot of caffeine just to get me to this level. Welcome, everyone, to the Who Was Podcast, where today we've got something special for you. Some of our most beloved guests from this season got together to collaborate on a new show, The Real Queen Wives of Who Was. Let's hear it now. What happens when three regal reality stars are brought together under one royal roof? We'll find out on today's episode of The Real Queen Wives of Who Was, the only show where lady leaders can live in the lap of luxury if they can learn to get along. Now let's meet the sassy sovereign senoras of The Real Queen Wives of Who Was.
I'm Good Queen Elizabeth I, also known as Good Queen Bess, and you best stay out of my way if you know what's good for you.
I'm Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake? No. No, let me eat cake, because what the Queen of France wants, the Queen of France gets.
I'm Eleanor Roosevelt. I was once, twice, four times a first lady.
Wow, long live those queens. Last time on The Real Queen Wives of Who Was.
Marie, you're not doing your share of the chores.
What makes you say that, Eleanor?
Because you're not doing any of the chores.
C'est la vie. That's French for whatever.
Eleanor is always going on about, we all have to do our part and we're all in this together. She says Americans working hard and sacrificing for each other is what got them through the Great Depression. Where her lectures are giving me a Great Depression.
Elizabeth, I know Marie is just a young woman who never asked to be queen of an entire nation, but sometimes she makes me so mad I could just put her in a guillotine and cut her head off. Trust me, I've had people's heads cut off. It cheers you up for a few moments, but the cleanup takes forever.
Whoa, whoa, that was last week. This week, QE1 and Marie are about to get into a little dust-up over who gets to use the last of the pale white face powder. Let's listen in.
Actually, Mr. Narrator, there will be no face powder dust-up. The three of us have been talking, and we have some big problems with this show.
Yes.
For one thing, the title is incredibly inaccurate. I was never a queen. I was a democratically elected first lady, a devoted champion for equality and human rights.
Okay, so you weren't a queen, but you were a wife to President Roosevelt.
Yeah, but while I was queen, I was never a wife. I kept myself unmarried so as not to lose my power to whatever Frenchman or Spaniard promised me a ring thinking they get a crown in return.
Do you also have a problem with the title, Marie?
No, I was both a queen and a wife. I think the title is fine.
Okay, great. Glad to see at least one cast member doesn't have a problem.
No. I have many problems with this show. I believe it was put together just to make us fight with each other. You're making us look selfish, vain, and foolish, just as people unfairly assumed I was when I was queen.
People love drama, so they get the wrong idea. What's the worst that could happen?
I could get my head cut off, which is exactly what happened.
Oh, right. Yeah.
As a former American delegate to the United Nations, I hereby submit a motion to change this show.
I second that motion.
I said this motion. The show must be changed.
That's 3-1, Mr. Narrator. By the rules of democracy, this show must be changed.
All right, we'll change the show. Let's go back to the drawing board and bring you the new version right after this short break. Eric, play us some reboot music, if you please. Welcome back to The Real Queen Wives of Who Was, which is no longer a reality show. From now on, this show is a sitcom.
Oh, how lovely. I could use a good laugh after the whole getting my head cut off thing I referred to earlier.
So it's time for another episode of everyone's new favorite show. Let's meet the mirth-making matriarch monarchs of the Queens of Queens.
Elizabeth, Marie, I'm home.
Eleanor, don't you mean I'm late?
It wasn't my fault. I hit traffic after the Mets game at City Field because we live in Queens.
Well, now the dinner I picked up is cold. I got a souvlaki and gyro, because we live in Queens.
Hey, I just saw Spider-Man swinging by outside, because we live in Queens.
My goodness, Marie, what happened to your voice?
My voice? What are you talking about, you guys?
Marie, come clean. Last time I checked, French royals never said, you guys.
All right, you got me. I just figured if I talk like this, nobody'll say I'm a snob and cut my noggin off. I even used to act in amateur plays at the Palace at Versailles.
As a lover of theater, I think that's great.
And really, aren't we all playing a role when we take on the responsibility of being a leader?
I don't know about that, But listen how good it sounds when I recite Elizabeth's buddy, Bill Shakespeare's stuff. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? Oh, okay. Oh, what about this? To be or not to be? Eh, forget about it. Marie, I love you, but never do that again.
Elizabeth, what a surprisingly sweet thing to say. Why, with no narrator to push us into gender stereotype reinforcing arguments, I believe we'll finally get along, because you two are the best royal roommates a first lady could ever have.
Well, it beats getting locked up in the Tower of London by my half-sister. Hey, friend, I got an idea. Let's all eat cake. I second that motion.
Wow, what an amazing show. I can't wait to stream all 27 seasons and 15 casts of The Real Queen Wives of Who Was. While I figure out the password to one of Elliot's streaming services, why don't we take a quick break? But don't go anywhere, because we'll be back with more Who Was podcast. Eric, play us some prestige television music, please.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Live from Tongaland, or so-called SoCal, Los Angeles, it's Who Was, the podcast where, for today, we're giving the quizzing a rest and just kind of, you know, vibing with some very cool folks from history. I'm your announcer, B, and I'd be remiss if I didn't introduce you to your host, the man who has stock in socks, it's Elliot Kalin.
Thank you, B. Feet always get cold, and you'll never lose money making them warm. And welcome, everyone, to the Who Was podcast. Let's waste no time in meeting our first and only guest for today's episode, America's greatest humorist, Mark Twain.
B. Elliot, is an honor to be in your company.
Just to refresh everyone's memory, Mark Twain is the author of many incredible books, including The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
And The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Yes, indeed, that is me, but you can call me Sam.
Oh, kind of a weird nickname for Mark, but who am I to judge?
That's right. My true name is Samuel Clemens. Mark Twain is but a simple pen name.
You named your pen? That's wild.
No, my dear. A pen name is a name a writer uses as something of an alter ego.
Oh, like Superman, but a writer. Wait, Superman is a writer. Oh, I need to sit down.
All right, Sam. Well, B takes a seat on the floor. We don't have any chairs. What brings you to our humble podcast?
Why, the podcast itself, my good Elliot. I've got a game of my own design that I'm sure you'll want to add to your repertoire.
Well, I'm already sold. Tell us more.
It's called Mark Twain's Memory Builder.
You know, I've actually heard of this game. It's a history game that you really invented in the late 1880s. The game board, it looks like a test sheet, sort of, numbers with blank circles next to them.
Ah, that is correct, sir. A man of discerning taste, I like that. And here's the game in the flesh.
Oh, cool. And a little dusty.
So how do you play it?
It's both simple and entertaining. A game for acquiring and retaining all sorts of facts and dates. Just perfect to add to the Who Was podcast. Your game board represents any century. It also represents all centuries. Now, when you pin your fact in its year column, you'll need to name the century.
Pin your fact?
Yes, on your game board. Here's an example. You stick a pin in 64 in the third row of holes in the compartment marked minor event and say Shakespeare, born 1564. Or pin 76 in the same minor event compartment and say Declaration of Independence, 1776.
I don't know that we'd consider the birth of our greatest writer.
Say again?
I'm our greatest non-American writer, I meant to say. Or the Declaration of Independence to be minor events.
Well, in the game, minor events are births, deaths, dates of inventions, essentially any fact that is datable and worth remembering.
So you consider your own birth a minor event?
Well, yes, seeing as how it would be some time before I was an adult.
Oh, don't you use that folksy term on me, mister.
I take it that much like our games, the Memory Builder...
Mark Twain's Memory Builder, yes.
Right, Mark Twain's Memory Builder. Sorry. I assume each category has points tied to them?
They surely do. Accessions are worth 10 points per pin, battles worth 5, and minor events being minor, 1 point.
Those are big leaps.
Well, take our show for example. It's different points, but first round questions are worth 1 point, second round 2, and third round 3 points.
1, 2, 3? Well, don't challenge me to a duel now, but that seems a bit on the nose, doesn't it?
Sam, I think we're gonna have to pass on your game. We can't afford all those pins. And also, I just don't think it's quite right for the show.
It also doesn't really make sense. But we appreciate you bringing it to us, though. We really do.
Well, hold on now. Let's not put the pin in the rejection category just yet. Maybe we could change it so that it's right for you. Why don't you let me play one of the games from your audio show? Let me hang my hat on the kind of thing you do play.
All right, Sam Clemens, also known as Mark Twain, we're going to play a game called Sound Effects Safari.
A safari affected by sound. The future is truly a charming and terrifying place.
Sound Effects Safari, Sound Effects Safari, Sound Effects Safari.
In this game, we'll play a sound, and B will give you a question based on that sound. Choose the best answer to tell us how it relates to, in this case, your life.
All right, I am prepared for your game of chance.
It's not a game of chance. It's entirely based on knowledge retention.
We shall see. We shall see.
All right, Sam, here's your first sound.
Sounds like the flow of a river. Why does a river relate to Mark Twain's life, Mark Twain? A, Mark Twain grew up in a river town, or B, Mark Twain loves to water ski.
Oh my, this is an easy one. It's A. I grew up in a river town, Hannibal, Missouri, to be specific. Living along the Mississippi River made my friends and I want to be steamboatmen. And at one point, I was. I wrote about it in my book, Life on the Mississippi.
Great work, Mr. Twain.
Well, I admit, it does help when the questions are about oneself.
You're being modest. I couldn't answer a question about what I had for breakfast this morning.
You told me you didn't have breakfast this morning.
Oh, yeah. And doing intermittent fasting, I'm angry all the time. It's great. Here's your next sound. Sounds like someone is building something. Why does building relate to Mark Twain's life? A, he created a character that inspired Bob the Builder. Or B, as he became successful, he built a large house for his family.
B. The letter, not the name.
Correct, and thank you. I wish more people would be specific.
My wife, Livy, and I built a 19-room house with a billiards room, turrets, and a porch designed like a riverboat deck. I like to keep things nice and understated. Are there more questions? I feel like I'm on a hot streak.
Here's the next sound. It's a frog. Frogs are so cool, but what do they have to do with Mark Twain? A, he cursed a prince who will be a frog until he finds true love. Or B, he wrote a short story called The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County.
The answer's B. That story was my first great success. Put me on the map as a writer.
You're doing great, Sam. You're on the map as a contestant. Here's your last sound.
Ooh, sounds like a very enthusiastic applause. Is this applause for A, Mark Twain's speaking engagements, or B, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this is one of those questions of trickery. The answer is both.
It's true, it's both. You were a celebrated public speaker, and today the top prize for American humor writing is named after you. People like Richard Pryor, Tina Fey, Jon Stewart, and Whoopi Goldberg have won it.
Sound effects safari.
There's nothing more exciting than talking about oneself, and I believe I know what to do now.
Well, what's that, Sam?
I shall add sound effects to my memory builder to be more in line with your wonderful noisy games.
Well, this is really our noisiest game, and since we already have one...
Unfortunately, we're still gonna have to pass on Mark Twain's memory builder.
Then I'm gonna have to shoot straight with you folks. Yes, I, a fiction writer, am desperate enough to tell you the truth. I was hoping that adding Mark Twain's memory builder to your show would make more history lovers want to purchase it, therefore sending me the profits. I'm in a bit of a money pickle these days. Do you know how expensive your laundry bill gets to be when you only wear all-white suits? Even all my speaking engagements don't cover it.
We wish we could help you out, Sam, but hey, go back to the drawing board and let us know if you come up with another game. We'd love to hear any of your ideas.
Well, I appreciate your honesty. And thanks for letting me play.
Bye, Sam.
Bye. Wow, what a good guy.
Great writer. He's no Milton Bradley, though, I tell you what.
He's no Bradley Milton either.
Who's Bradley Milton?
The front desk guy at my gym. He's great and has a nickname for everyone.
Oh, boy. B. And that's our show for today. I'm going to give a shout-out to intern Zach, Jane, Eric, B, and our amazing cast, which includes Devin Coleman, Megan O'Neill, Adam Protexter, Sanjia Rao, Eric Shacken, Zach Timson, and a big thank you to you for listening. Next week, we'll find out about two more amazing people from the past. And until then, this is Elliot Airport Pickup Kalen saying, we're history. Goodbye, everybody.
It's the Who Was Podcast, because it's time to play the Who Was Podcast. Who Was?